fairly quick. Well, I live with my partner and her three kids, and I guess I'd just echo the comments made by various others that the discrimination that we face as a family sort of comes in various ways. There's, of course, the direct financial discrimination when it comes to Medicare, safety net when it comes to superannuation, tax, variety of things like that. It's kind of, you know, whatever they say, the death of a thousand cuts, that it's these little bits that make it a lot harder. And also, as Penny mentioned, it's when things fall apart, when you kind of really hit disasters, you know, God forbid, you know, if something should happen to one of us, you know, are we actually going to be able to get superannuation death benefits? Is it going to be a haggle to prove that we're interdependent? You know, those are worries that weigh on your mind. And I guess it also ties into the fact that not being able to have some form of relationship recognition does leave you a lot more vulnerable as a family and as a parent. And it means that other people think that discrimination is fine. And, you know, we're pretty lucky. Our kids haven't faced huge amounts of discrimination as yet. I mean, they're fairly cagey about who they give what information about our family. But I don't think they should have to be like that. I think it's pretty pitiful, really, that it is creating a generation of children who don't have the same rights because of what other people think of their parents, and I think that's pretty unfair.
Thank you.